If I'd had the opportunity or taken the opportunity to read the God's Word, the Bible that is, the only place it's to be found, don't you know? Some people are not aware of that, of course, you know, they think, you know, that, well, they taught in these days, you know, that every religion's the same, you know, and all lead to the same place in the end anyhow. But of course that's not the truth. God's Word is to be found only in the Bible. A copy of the New Testament of the Bible is offered to you this afternoon. Yours to take and read, do it as you will, but it's here and here alone that you find God's Word. Inside of it you'll find a useful little leaflet, you know, that's well, very instructive. You know, it's called Same-Sex Mirage. Not marriage, same-sex mirage. Because the talk of such things in these days that we hear so much of, it is indeed a mirage. There is no such thing. Bible, of course, makes that very clear. And one of the main reasons, I think, today why the message of the Bible is rejected is because of the ethical demands that it makes upon you. Calls men and women to repent, you know, such thinking and, of course, of such gross behavior. But then, of course, that's why Jesus Christ came into the world. To save sinners, the Bible tells us. And it said, of course, that you'll learn, be instructed as to what it means and how indeed to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and find God's salvation. We all need to be saved, something to be saved from. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in Him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works are evil. So friends, God's salvation made mention of in the Bible. New Testament, as I say, offered to you, free of charge and no cost, no obligation to you. Yours take and do it as you will. You'd like one, you come and ask for one. The Bible, of course, the exhortation, the encouragement is given to you to indeed seek the Lord, you know. Then set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Set your heart and your mind to do it, you know. The first and great business every immortal soul that walks the face of this planet is, of course, to, well, that very thing, seek the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels, you know, read for yourself, if you will, kingdom of God, you know, seek first the kingdom of God, he says, and His righteousness, and all the rest shall be added to you, because, friends, there's nothing more important than that, that you seek and find the Lord while you have the life of breath in you. The breath of life in you, sorry. And while, of course, you're able to, while you've still got the faculties of mind, you know, before the senility, you know, comes upon you, you're not able to think, you can reason anymore about these things. People, of course, you know, in every day and generation, procrastinate, you know, put off till tomorrow what they should do today, you know. I'll do it tomorrow. Think about it next week, you know. Maybe when I'm a little bit older. And of course, the tragedy of that is that they don't get to be a little older sometimes. They don't get to see next week sometimes. You just do not know, you see, how long it will be with you in this world. Who knows, but maybe even this opportunity now, this afternoon in Hanley once again, is your last opportunity to hear the overtures of God's love. So God says, you know, set your mind to it, put your mind to it, set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Nothing more important in all this world, whatever other needs a person, a body might have. Maybe you complain, you say, I need more benefits, I need a house, I need a job, you know, I need some other thing. But here's the thing, friends, you know, if God wants to take you out of this world tonight, well then, you wouldn't need those other things, but you would need Jesus Christ. You would need Him as your advocate in the presence of God. Because death, you see, is not the end. The Bible, again, makes plain to us. I know, I hear the language of unbelief. Well, when you're dead, you're dead. It's all over. Finish. You know, black hole. Unknown. Nobody knows. Nobody ever came back. Well, yes, they did, in fact. Jesus Christ returned from the dead. And He tells us clearly in His Word, the Bible, exactly what follows death. It is appointed for man to die once, and after this then comes the judgment. So, you see, friends, death would rush you into the presence of God. And without Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man, well, you would be in a bad place. You may be in a bad place just now, but you would be in a place, well, your worst nightmare will have only just begun. So friends, I urge you, or rather God urges you, set your mind and set your heart, shaking your head, sir. Don't make God go away, you know? It doesn't change nothing. God is, and you know that God is. You all do, every single man and woman of you. God, you call yourself an atheist. I hear it all the time. There's no such thing as an atheist. Such a thing does not exist. God says that you know that He is. He's made it plain to you. He says that you even clearly understand that He is. Oh, you have the knowledge of God, but in wrath, in displeasure, holy displeasure, and unless you seek and find Him, unless you get right with Him, unless you get entered into His kingdom, and while you're on this earth, while you got the breath of life in you, well, it won't happen any time after that, because there's no second chances. Once you fall out of this world, you're sin. That's the way you remain. The proverb says, "Where the tree falls, that's where it lies." You fall out of this world in your sin, and you lie like that for all eternity, rotten in the damnation of hell, along with billions of other sinners. So friends, set your mind, set your heart, set God to seek the Lord. Seek Him while He may be found. Nothing more important, I tell you, in all this life, that you enter God's kingdom, that you find the Lord, that He finds you, that you know Him. I don't just mean know about Him, but that you know Him personally, relationally, that you know Him in His kindness, His love, and His forgiveness. You know Him now, yes, so you know Him, but in wrath and displeasure. You see, that's one of the reasons why men won't come to the light. Why? Well, because their works are evil. They won't come to the light because they know that God's not well pleased with them. They know that they're on the wrong side of God, and they're in love with their sin. And then they've got this, they've got this stubborn nature, which we're all of us born with, each and every one of us. That's why you won't come to the light, to God. That's why you live in self-deception. That's why you live with this delusion that there is no God, you know, fed to you from the cradle, you know, primary school, secondary, college, university, all the way through. You're indoctrinated with this stuff, you know. Your education system is like a massive cult, you know. You know the way cults operate, you know? They won't let you read or study, you know, anything in opposition to what they teach. And in your education system, they fill your minds, which are already debased, they fill your fallen minds with this indoctrination, you know, that there is no God, but they never, ever give you any serious, intelligent, you know, study material of anything in opposition to it. It's fed to you like, this is the truth and nothing but the truth, you know? There's nothing outside of this, you know? And friends, it's just something given to you, handed to you on a plate by the devil, the god of this age, you know? The god of this age who blinds the minds of men and women, to keep them from the reality of God, the reality of their sin, and the reality of what that sin will do to them. Satan, you see, is on a mission too. He's on a mission to populate hell with as many people as he possibly can. But Jesus Christ came into the world to save men and women from such a catastrophic end. To open the eyes of the blind so that you can see through the nonsense of evolutionary godlessness. To open the eyes of men and women that they can behold the kingdom of God. You see, you can't understand, you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Only King Jesus can open your eyes. Only He can take away your blindness. Only He can take away the fallenness of mind. Only He can bring you to a knowledge of God in love, in grace, in mercy, so that you go to heaven and not hell. So there's the command today. God says, it's in the Old Testament, but you find it in the New too. Thou set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. You know, well, seeking it, you know, the very fact that God tells you to seek Him, you know, well, you know, it supposes, doesn't it, that there's a natural ignorance, you know. I mean, if you knew God, and if you knew where to find Him, and you don't even know where to find Him, yeah, you don't even know that He is, or you claim that anyway. But you see, this includes a natural ignorance, you see. But then the Bible says that's the condition, you see, of all men and women born into this world. Naturally blind, you see. Naturally blind and ignorant. Their minds darkened, you see. Therefore, you see, God says, set your mind and seek the Lord, your God. And of course, while He may be found, and of course, while you have the ability to do that, because you won't always have the ability to set your mind to such a task. I mean, it's no small thing that we're, about here this afternoon. You know, you get old, you know, you get to, my state in life, and you know, your mind slows down, you don't remember things quite as well as what you did before. It's not as sharp, it's not as quick as it used to be, you know, slowing down all the time. And then for some people, the dementia comes, you know, something comes earlier rather than later. And of course, well, you're left in a state, you know, words, if you just couldn't set your mind, even if you wanted to, you couldn't set your mind to seek the Lord your God. So you must be doing it now while you can, while you have the faculty of mind, while you have the ability to set your mind to these things. And of course, well, where would you set your mind? Where can the ignorance be dispelled? Well, of course, you can go to the Pope, but he's not much good. No hope in the Pope. That's not saving religion. I say to the gospel, friends, I say to the gospel, there's not one iota of salvation. In all your world religions, there's nothing but damnation. Sorry, yes. Oh, thank you very much. Sorry, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't you see, there's some kind people left in this world yet. So you see, friends, where would you go? That's the question. Where'd you go? You go to Mecca? You open up the Quran, you'll not find anything there that'll save your soul. You're not going to dispel the ignorance. That'll just lead to more confusion. That'll just lead to more darkness. Well, you can go to the Watchtower Society and, just the same. There's only one place to go, friends, and that's the God's Word, the Bible. That's the only place where that ignorance, that natural ignorance in which we're born, all of us, can be dispelled. It's the truth, says Jesus. It's the truth that will make you free. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor who had Jesus crucified, he said to Jesus, "What is truth?" Truth is standing right before him. He couldn't see it. See what I mean about the ignorance? You see what I mean about the darkness? You see what I mean about the blindness? You know? And Jesus is standing right before him. The Creator. He came into the world. The one who created and made it all. You know? Who spoke the Word and brought the universe into being. He's in the world and the world didn't recognize him, the Bible says. You know? But that's how stupid. That's how blind, that's how ignorant we are in our natural state and condition. Unless we're born again, friends. Unless God illuminates our minds, you know, and gives us spiritual understanding. See, you can even read the Bible. You can even read the Bible. There's people all over the Western world who have read the Bible. But they couldn't. They're just as ignorant as you, as maybe perhaps you yourself are. You see, friends, it has to be spiritual understanding. And only God can give you that by His Holy Spirit, you see. So set your mind to it, says God. Set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord your God. To seek true and saving knowledge of God. True knowledge of God that is found again in the Bible. Best advice that I can give to anybody, you know, who wants to set their minds and their hearts to seek the Lord. Read the Bible for yourself and pray. Ask God to show you. Ask Him to open the eyes of your understanding. Ask Him to help you to see. Ask Him to take away the ignorance. Read the Word of God. Oh, there's no better cure for ignorance, friends. To seek His forgiveness because, well, we're all in need of that constantly. You and I both. I as a Christian every single day, every day I need God's forgiveness. But friends, if you haven't got the knowledge of the Lord, if you're not in the right relationship with God, if you've not repented of your sin, if you've not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're still in your sin. You know, you need the forgiveness of loved ones, undoubtedly. Husband, father, brother, sister, mother, wife, you know. We all need one another's forgiveness, no doubt about that. But here's the thing, sin is against God and against God only, the Bible says. It's God's forgiveness that you need. The Bible says, the Son of Man alone. You can go to the Pope, you can go to the priest, you can go anybody you like, but there is no human being in all this, on this planet, who has the authority to say to you, your sins are forgiven. That authority belongs to the Son of Man alone, Jesus Christ, God the Son. And unless you've heard the words of absolution from His lips, I tell you, you're still in your sin. So when God says, set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord, He means to seek His forgiveness. And there's another bit of free advice. Go home. Shut the door, nail it shut if you have to. Keep everybody out and get on your knees with an open Bible and cry out to God. And don't get off your knees until you know that He has forgiven you, until you know that your sins have been pardoned, and that you're fit for heaven. Set your mind to it, friends. You gotta set your mind to it, you know. Serious business, you know. Some people think it's a light matter, you know. Get right with God, all I've got to do is just say a little bitty prayer, you know. I go to the priest to give us some more money, you know. Go to the confessional, you know. That's it, it's all over. Back to the booze, back to the drugs, back to the nightclubs, back to the partying, back to the debauchery. No, friends. No, that don't work. That don't work. That's to delude yourself. No, friends, you've got to set your mind and your heart to it. You've got to pursue God like your very soul depended upon it. And it does, friends. It really does. So set your mind and set your heart to seek the Lord, to seek His forgiveness, and to seek renewing grace. You know? Because you need to be made new, you see. You know, you're fallen, you're broken, your mind's broken, we're disabled, you know, we don't work properly, you know, because sin has damaged us seriously. And the Bible tells us every part of our beings are affected by sin, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and everything else in between, it's all damaged. You damaged good friends, you know? Every single one of you, damaged by Satan and damaged by sin. Your health is damaged, your mind is damaged, your soul is damaged, you know? Broken. But Jesus came for broken sinners. Jesus so loved the world that He came, you know, and lived and died and rose again from the dead. The mighty Jesus, the King, came for broken sinners like you and I, to mend us, to renew us, to make us new creatures, to make you all over again, all shiny and new, you know. Oh, begin the work, you know. Begin the work. It finishes in heaven. Then, of course, well, you shine like a veritable angel. But, friends, it's got to begin now. It's got to begin now. Set your mind to it, says God. Set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord your God. To seek renewing grace. Because it's only the grace of God that can do that. The grace of God, you see. You know, God's saying to you, you know, you deserve to be punished. You deserve to be damned in hell. But here I am, crying out to you, sending my word out amongst you, that you might know my grace, that you might be renewed by my grace, transformed by my grace. I offer you grace. I offer you the very thing that you don't deserve. Instead of the punishment, I offer to forgive you and to make you a new person. And when you find an offer like that, I ask you in any marketplace, never mind Hanley's, and it don't cost you nothing. Well, that's not true, is it? It'll cost you everything. Absolutely everything. Everything you are. See, unless you're willing to forsake all, unless you're willing to forsake even yourself, husband and wife, father and mother, son and daughter, unless you're willing to forsake all, you cannot be my disciple, Jesus says. So friends, yeah, that's, you're right, guys, that's exactly where you're going. If you carry on that pathway, repent and believe the gospel. No, you won't. If that ship fornicating now, because it'll come to an end then. There's no fornicating in hell, believe me. You'll be the loneliest, most miserable, wretched creature that you ever imagined possible in the damnation of hell. What a delusion amongst these young guys. Seeking the approval of God, you see, it's God's approval that you want. You know, you can live to please men. Ah, mummy, daddy's good with me, you know, and husband, wife's good with me, you know, and well, the priest, he approves of me, the pastor approves of me. Friends, it does not matter whose approval you've got if you have not got God's, you know. Stop regarding man. It's what God thinks of you, that's what matters. So many people in this world today, and they're living, you know, to please other people. They dress to please other people, you know. You want me to go out half-dressed, you know, and so that you can be cool, you know, and everybody else think you're cool. And of course, well, the young lads, they're not much better. They're just the same. Living for God's approval. The praise of men, you get the praise of men. That's all you get, says God. That's all you get, it's all over. No more praise. No more praise. Nah, it's God's praise, God's approval you want. But you're going to get that through Jesus. You're going to get that through the one mediator, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Only He can fit you for God. Only He can cleanse you, wash you, make you clean, and make you fit for purpose, fit for life, and fit for God, and fit for heaven. Only Jesus, by His blood and righteousness. Only Jesus, by His atoning death. Only the Son of God can do that. Nobody else. You miss it, Jesus. Jesus is God's last word to this fallen humanity. Jesus. His last spoken word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus. God has got nothing else to say to you. You reject Jesus, you reject God, you reject heaven, forgiveness, grace, you reject it all. There's nothing left for you but the damnation of hell. So friends, set your mind, set your heart to seek the Lord your God. With all your heart and soul, you put everything into it, you know. With decision, with resolve, you know. Because your heart's resistant, you see. Your heart's not inclined to seek the Lord, you know. That's the trouble. You have a fallen mind, a fallen heart, you know. Your heart's contrary to God. Your nature's contrary to God. It has to be changed. It has to be altered. And only God Himself can do that with decision, with resolve, because Satan's opposition will come against you. Nobody ever set themselves, believe me, to seek the Lord and did not find opposition from the enemy of their souls, from the devil himself. He'll do everything. Put every obstacle in your way to stop you. Make all kinds of insidious suggestions to you. Well, you don't want that, you know. Going to church, reading the Bible, saying your prayers, you know. And he'll raise up barriers, you know. And he'll raise up friends against you. He'll put all kinds of obstacles in your way. Once you said to, you know, set your mind to seek the Lord. So I tell you, friends, it's got to be done with some decisiveness. You got to say what you want, you know, heaven or hell. It's no good when life's over. No good when you come to the end, you know. One guy in the Bible, he said, you know, I played the fool. I played the fool and I erred exceedingly. You're playing the fool, friends. You're wasting your life. I plead with you, I implore you, don't waste your life on sinful living. Don't let the devil keep you from God's kingdom. Don't let your own heart do that. The heart is deceitful above all try to seek the Lord. Set your mind to seek the Lord with immediacy. With immediacy. Because, friends, the past is irreparable. You can't do anything about the past. You can't mend it. You can't fix it. Not even God can change the past. And neither can you. But it can be forgiven if you will set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord. Can be forgiven. The present is transient. It's passing. It'll soon be gone. It'll soon be gone, friends. So I urge you, friends, seek the Lord. Set your mind to it. Now you have the opportunity. Now the Lord pleads with you. Now, the Lord, comes to you with His overtures of grace and love. The offer of forgiveness, of pardon, of a hope and a future of peace and joy. These are commodities that all the money in the world won't buy. But now is the time. Now is the time, says God, not tomorrow, not next week. Now is the day of God's salvation, the day of His favor. Friends, it's today, it's now that you must do it. I urge you, even now, repent and believe the gospel. I say, I'll wait till I go home and I'll think about these things. Well, what if you don't get home? That's how urgent the matter is. The house is on fire, So wonder you can't smell the sulfur. So wonder you can't smell the heat of the flames of hell already, such as this adulterous and wicked generation in which we live. So friends, please, God is able. Oh, God is able, but God, nothing is impossible. However bad you think you may have been, whatever list of crimes against God you have against you, oh, God is able to wipe the slate clean, pardon your sins, blot them out as with a thick cloud, remember them no more, that you would but come to Him, that you would but set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord, He may be found. He says He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. So why don't you? Why don't you? What keeps you? What hinders you from doing so? Surely only your own obstinacy, your own sinfulness, your own stubbornness. But friends, if you're to be found by God, you must set your mind to it. Christ's blood is still effective. Blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Wonder-working blood. Powerful blood of the Son of God. Able to wash and make you clean. Hasn't lost one iota of its power since the day it was shed. Still powerful. Still able to cleanse the deepest, the dirtiest, the darkest of sin. But friends, without Christ's blood, there's no forgiveness. Without the blood of God's Son applied to your heart, unless He's washed you, unless He's made you clean, you have no part in God. You must, in repentance and faith, you must set your mind and your heart to seek God. So I recommend this course to you. Jesus Christ is Lord. He has an absolute claim of your absolute obedience. And the first line of obedience is that you should repent. Repent is the first word of the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ demands it of you, and rightfully so, because He is God the Lord. He's a Prince and a Savior, but He's also Almighty God. Friends, indispensable for true happiness, repentance that is, and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people, they say, I just want to be happy, but never seem to get there. Always one step ahead of you, Maybe you'll find it in the bottom of the next glass of lager. Maybe you'll find soon as you get all of these things, whatever they might be, it falls flat. No happiness. Happiness is always just one step ahead of you. The joy Jesus says that He gives to those who believe in Him, those who are His disciples, those who follow after Him, those who repent and believe the gospel, a joy, says Jesus, that no man and no circumstances either can take away from you. Trust the Lord. Set your mind to seek, your heart to seek the Lord while you can. All the riches in the world won't bring happiness. All the learning in the world, you could go to Oxford and Cambridge and still come out unhappy. Maybe even less happier than ever you were before. Now, even the best of health, friends, even the best of health does not necessarily bring happiness. Only Jesus, only the Son of God, only the King Himself, He who came, He who lived and died and rose again from the dead, that you might enter His kingdom, that you might be right with God, justified before God, that you might, you know, be ready and fit to leave this world and go to heaven instead of hell. Friends, you know the gospel. The glorious gospel of our God. Without Christ, there is no happiness. Without the gospel, there is no happiness. Here is. Here is. You know? The key to happiness. And of course, well, to eternal salvation. You know? A salvation that never ends, you know? A happiness that never ends, a love that never ends, blessings that never end. Doesn't matter what you got in this world, you know, it's all coming to an end, it's transient, it's fleeting, it's but for a short time, 70 years, 80 maybe, some, I don't know. I read a one woman a short while back, and I think she got to 113 years of age, she said. Do you know what she said? She said, I don't know why, I'm still here. I don't know why I should be left to live for 113 years. She lived all that time, and she still did not know the meaning of life, the reason why she was put here. You know why you were put here? To set your mind to seek and to find the Lord. That's what you were put here for. To find the true meaning of life. Jesus, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He's the giver of life, eternal salvation. But in order to obtain such, you must seek. You must set your mind and your heart to seek the Lord, and you must do it while He may be found. Because He will not always be to be found, friends. The day is coming when the door will be closed. God Himself will have closed the door. Too late, friends. Now is the accepted time. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. But friends, turn to the Lord. Seek Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, your strength. Call on His name. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Salvation is what the Bible is about. Salvation, friends. And it begins with repentance and faith. The first words of the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's word and begin your searching